So yeah, I sold the cows. So today is, what is, June 28th, like 8:30 or so. The cows have been gone since May 1st, the last of them left. So the main point of this video is to address this, because I've kind of been wanting to like make, I have been making some videos yet, just not posting them, because I knew I had to make this first so that when I put other stuff up on YouTube here, it wouldn't be so awkward. Because yeah, I sold the cows and kind of been doing some other stuff, but since we're here right now, figured I could explain somewhat. So May 1st, last of the cows left. Not farming at all now. But I was weighing my options since probably end of January, February. I started to, you know, reconsider some things, and basically started weighing my options and, you know, looking at markets and stuff for how things were February, March, whatnot. But I think by end of March, start of April, I had pretty much made up my mind. Some of my thought process throughout that time, you know, I don't know. It started to get to the point where something needed to change. Just, you know, there's not one particular reason. Well, I'll start with this. What I've been telling most people, you know, the few people that I talk to, and why I haven't made a video or whatever, I haven't really wanted to talk about it at all, just because I didn't really care. But to the people that, like, you know, the 5-6 people close to me that I've kind of talked to about stuff like this, it was that I wanted to do something else rather than do what I had to keep the cows and keep the farm going or whatever. So as a general broad statement, that's kind of how I thought about it, and it's the easiest explanation. I didn't have to sell the cows. I wanted to sell the cows, which was part of it too, because I think the way things were going for me was that after a while, I think I would have got to a point in a position where I would have had to sell the cows rather than just making the choice myself to do it. Financially, things have always been tight. I could never afford to lose money because I didn't start with any money. And, like, you know, the cows were bought on a loan, the property on a loan, you know. So I had to pay back or whatever, and I couldn't really afford to lose money. So I never really lost too much money. I owe a little bit of money to some people right now. So what I'm doing now is just landscaping. I got a job the same day that I sold the cows. I went and got a job just like doing landscape stuff because it's easy and it paid enough for me to pay the bills until I sell the property. But besides that, I don't know, the people that follow me Snapchat or Instagram or whatever have seen that I've been doing a lot of other like fishing, skateboarding type stuff like that. For myself, it's just been kind of nice to just do some stuff for a little bit that just doesn't matter. You know, I think I found that to be pretty important, is to do something that doesn't matter rather than, you know, focusing. You know, all my energy was spent on the farm and the cows or whatever, so, and all that stuff was important. And It's kind of been nice just doing some stuff that doesn't matter. You know, playing with a wooden toy skateboard. But I know there's a decent amount of people that have watched like my videos that want to farm, or like some younger, like high school age kids or younger that want to farm someday. And I don't want it to be like discouraging that, you know, I sold or whatever. Pretty hard part for me was like throughout winter, and like when I started weighing my options, is I kind of realized that, well, for one, I isolated myself from a lot of my friends, which probably wasn't the best thing to do. And I started to realize the only times I really saw like my parents or family, which, you know, I'm grateful that I live close to them or whatnot, and that I have a relationship with them, but it started to be a situation where I saw them when they were coming to help me, you know, so we were working, and, you know, this was my operation, you know, they had no part of it, but if they wanted to see me, they were coming to help, which they didn't mind for the most part. But, you know, the way I looked at it was being frustrated or angry, you know, 90% of the time, and just kind of having a shitty attitude like that. And that's, you know, that's what my parents got to be around, or people that I did see. So that was something I was thinking about, where, you know, it kind of sucked. And I think the only other thing I wanted to address of why this waited so long, you know, that 98% of the process of selling them and not farming anymore, because, well, May 1st was exactly 3 years that I started it, so it's not like it was a terrible long time. But I didn't have a day off in that time period, so it was, you know, it was 2 weeks before my 19th birthday that I started, and 2 weeks before my 22nd birthday that I sold them. So it was my whole adult life this far. But, you know, I say this far because that's part of it, is I saw, you know, a bunch of other opportunities that I could possibly do. And long term, I would like to start another business. I have a few ideas, but I don't know. Haven't acted on them yet. Haven't felt like it yet, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I won't, but whatever. Point being is I saw all these other opportunities that I could go after, and compared to what I was doing. And, you know, having the cows and farming, whatnot, I was waking up, working all day by myself and going to sleep and day after day. And it was not fun anymore, you know. Not that it was always fun or whatever, but I wasn't enjoying it, so. But yeah, I waited on this because I kind of just didn't want to talk about the dairy industry or hear anything or really care about anyone's opinions about anything, or, you know, the couple people that I have told were like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And I didn't want to hear that because it wasn't necessarily a negative thing. And, you know, a couple people that I've talked to are like, yeah, the big farms make it hard for the small guys. And, you know, that's just the reality of it. And I tried a couple things, you know, contacted the vice president of the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board and stuff, just to kind of see if I could do some part in changing things, but ultimately decided that I wanted to milk cows. I didn't want to try to change the industry, so I was just going to operate in, you know, the reality of what things are right now. and you know, that's kind of the bottom line, is there was a lot of, you know, hope and pray for better milk prices, but I couldn't run a business on hopes and prayers. But I'm talking like it was just the milk price or something that's why I sold, which it's not the reason at all. If anything, it's more personal than, you know, business or market reasons. But yeah, I know that's why I didn't, I knew I had to make this video before I made other videos, and I didn't feel like making this video because I didn't care to talk about the topic or the industry or anything farm related, because I was pretty much just done with it at that point. So I'm just gonna do what I want, you know, I'm just gonna do what I want to do. You know, if I listened to anyone else, I wouldn't have started a farm in the first place, because nobody told me to go ahead and do it. So yeah, if someone's got a negative opinion about selling out or whatever, you know, I wouldn't have started if I listened to people's opinions in the first place. So that's about it. I don't know, a little update. I'll probably be posting some stuff some more again, now that I've had this talk with the internet. And yeah, I don't know. If it's not farm-related stuff, sorry, I guess. Forewarning that it's not all going to be farm-related stuff. So that's okay, though. Anyway, all right, I don't got nothing else to say. It's been good ride, good time. Yeah, I don't know. If I really wanted to do it again, it's not like I started with anything. Started with nothing, so if I want to do it again in 10 years, I could start from nothing again. No, I'll be 10 years, I'll be 32. So based off of old people I've talked to, that's pretty young yet, so. All right, bye.